our turn.
We ready?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Morning, everybody. This is our FY17 budget session with the recorder. Lisa, do you have any opening remarks?
I'll save my opening remarks for when we start with the expenses.
Okay.
How's that?
Sounds great.
Safety, do you have anything?
I just want to thank my staff for the past year. They're great to work with. Great relationship with Jim, and continue to do good for the county.
Good. So. Okay, we'll just do this like we've done the rest of them. We'll start with the revenues. Get out there if anybody has any questions or concerns on the revenues.
Real estate transfer tax. Looks like it's up. Based on percentages, it was up last year. Is 120 for this year enough? And is 120 for 17 enough?
I think so. I do think so.
You don't think it'll keep going? So it was 125 in FY15. And we're 76.
Oh, and this is not quite the full 50%, right? You got a few days short of the full 50%.
Days short, and you don't deposit that monthly.
It's quarterly. So, but we would have had fiscal at the end of fiscal year 15 deposited into 16.
Right.
So it's kind of really not a good. It doesn't start July 1st. We're depositing our quarterlies.
Sure.
In the next.
But we're doing that every year, so it's
right.
Reasonable to look from year to year,
right.
As I see it.
Right.
And so what I see is I see an upward trend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I see where we are halfway through the year.
Right.
If you double that, we're going to be better than 120. I don't know. I wouldn't suggest that we're 150.
No.
But I would suggest we're 1.5, 130.
We can just go up and we can.
I mean, we need to change it. It is what it is.
Yeah. And there's no ramifications for not reaching that. It
right.
Just gives us
I mean, the real estate market seems to be steady. We have been slower, I would say, what you think, in the past 2 months. But then we have a transaction that's huge, and we're like, oh, then our transfer tax goes
back up. Yeah, all it takes is one big hotel or office building to sell.
Condo or
sell.
If you guys would be willing, I like Wayne's suggestion of 130.
That sounds good.
For next year?
Yeah. For next year.
And then you guys, you put it wherever you think it's really going to be for this year.
I don't think we need to amend this year's. Just go with 130 for next year. I will say that as far as with our recording, I did increase that a little, and also our passport fees. Our revenue from passport fees have been quite a lot. We started taking passport photos and calendar gear. We started in spring of 15, and we took in about $3,700.
Do we need to do more marketing on that?
We're trying.
There's still a lot of people out there that maybe not be aware.
We did some press releases in December, first Friday of December, had Leanne tweeted and Facebook and put it out in the newspapers. So
it's on our main page right now.
Right. And I'm looking back at last year, January, February, March were our big months. So, you know, we'll probably be continue to be real busy. So
somewhere more.
Yeah. So I did lower copy fees. Throughout the years, I've noticed a substantial drop. I think it's basically attributed to our statewide Iowa land record system. People can get them online rather than to call us and pay for a copy. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else on the revenue side? We'll go to budget expenditures. Now, at least that's something.
Your salaries,
yes.
Line items, are going to look odd for a couple reasons.
Okay.
The first reason is your regular salaries are budgeted right now at 94%. There will be amendment in the spring to bring them up to what's actually going to be spent. So when you look at the next year's budget, it looks like a wacky increase because we're going from a 94% budgeted to 100% budgeted plus an extra pay period.
Okay.
For your deputies, I have two positions in there still.
Mm-hmm.
I've re-estimated the current year down to where I think
true numbers.
True numbers.
One.
But I did go ahead and put the money in there in case you do decide to have a second deputy.
What's your plan there?
I'm not 100% sure on not having a second deputy. I'm not 100% sure on not or whether to have a second deputy. As we go later down through our expenses, I am planning a major real estate conversion. So that's going to take a lot of extra time and expertise. Jim is wonderful, but I was thinking about possibly hiring or having a second deputy to not split duties, but have more responsibilities, not just ride on Jim if I'm not in the office. So it's still work in progress. I know in the previous years, Sue always had two deputies, and when I first took on board, I didn't feel comfortable having a second deputy. So I'm not, I think this next year is going to give me a better picture. So
you want to keep it in there for the full year, or would we budget it for part of the year, or... I mean, it's your deputy, so
right. It's
not, other than I just want the budget to reflect what we really think
right. We're
going to do.
Right. I don't foresee converting until the spring of 17.
Okay.
Realistically wise, based on our contract with our current real estate vendor, ACS.
So could we budget the position for half the year and that give you enough of a cushion?
That would be doable, sir.
So what figure?
Did you do 75%?
I think I did an 85 and 80.
Okay.
Or do you have two at 85?
Yes.
Then I might have done that.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. Cut it in half for now. That's probably pretty accurate.
So take it down to 90. Take it from 120 to 90.
Okay.
And let's just start there and we'll see where we end up.
That sounds good.
And then bargaining unit staff, which is clearly a line, and we'll figure out where that is actually going to end up based on the negotiation that we're, I mean, it's really, really tight. What's plugged in here is two and a half
plus 25 cents an hour,
and that's the full 100%.
Okay.
It is our expectation that we're only going to budget 94% again this year. So you would see that 109,200, if that's in fact what we end up with, only budgeting 94% of that in the published budget and the final budget we approve. And then same deal, we'll come back at the end of the year and make that line out.
Is that the same with FICA, IFRS?
Yep.
As well? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, now you have a new line item because everybody except the deputies in your office are bargaining staff starting July 1st.
Okay. Okay.
And then I go to office supplies.
We are currently leasing a scanner, which goes through August of 16. I am considering buying a scanner for our vital records. And our we have that new TCM Enterprise through Tyler Technologies, which has been great. But we kind of took over the lease of one of the IT scanners. So that's what we've been doing. But our lease is up with Premier August of 16. So we look to buy a scanner and dual monitors for our staff.
I would recommend the big monitors, not the dual monitors, by the way.
Take a look. Can you split the screen?
Yes. I get three documents.
You can split and they're cheaper than getting two.
You don't have two separate.
Yeah,
right.
This is
the
landscape. Can you do one landscape and one portrait?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I mean, you can.
Could you?
Change
your
mind?
You should see mine. My
internet
won't let us get it. They told me that I'm the closest thing to my 70 inch.
I'll have to come look at that. So, but and I've already met with Barb and their IT staff with thinking about this conversion as far as things that we would need with our office because their current ECS system includes the hardware, printer, scanner, cashiering system, all of that. So, if we went to another system that wasn't all inclusive, then we would have to buy a printer and scanner and that type of thing.
You look
as well.
At what the cost of these scanners are, because, you know, I've seen some of these.
Yeah.
that individual, or are we talking about what I call an industrial type scanner?
The industrial type scanner would come with the ECS, with a real estate conversion.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
Roughly about $5,500. But that would come through the conversion with records management money.
Okay.
The scanner I'm talking about is when we have to scan in our birth, death, and marriage right. records, that type of thing. And it's smaller. It's about $1,200. So.
But wouldn't, so if we had our 1,200,
it's less than that, then I've seen some of these.
The small,
yeah,
the smaller
right.
ones.
That's why I didn't know the amount of things that you're talking about scanning, they mean that that wouldn't be adequate. But if you were just scanning,
right.
you know, some documents.
Some are, won't scan 11 by 14, and obviously our real estate, right. we do right. a lot of 11 by
yeah.
14, and also 11 by 17, so we have to have a bigger scanner
right.
with
that's
a bigger
true.
Bed.
Okay.
So, that's yeah.
But if we're spending $1,200 now in the office supply line in order to buy a new scanner,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't there be a reduction in equipment rent and maintenance because we're not going to have that scanner down below?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There would be. There would be. We could take our rent down. We pay $159 a month. And we signed in May of 13, we signed a 39-month agreement, so that if I did the math right, that's through August of 16. So if we did the rest of the remaining fiscal year, took off, take that times 159.
For, what did you say, what month?
1500, we get to take $1,500 off.
Six times 159.
Did you say August?
August, September, October, November, December, January. I'm not doing the math.
Yeah, it's 10 months.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
10 months. So it's $1,500. So we can reduce that line item to $4,000
for equipment.
For equipment,
for
rent,
rental.
And maintenance.
Okay. Okay.
And then up above, we've got $1,200 in order to buy the scanner. But we budgeted $4,000. We've only spent $1,000 so far this year, and so I'm wondering, $1,200 plus the $4,000 is only $5,200, and it doesn't look to me like we're using that line item.
Maybe you got things that you're holding off on purchasing. But I'm wondering if we can reduce that 55 up above just a little bit, acknowledging that you're going to get a new scanner.
Just wondering what else. So... like 4,000 or less than 4,000?
No. Oh, I was thinking of just getting another 500 out of there, taking it down to 5,000. So I go through and I look at what the office has traditionally spent,
mm-hmm.
and it looks to me like the 4,000 for this year is adequate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You clearly you're going to have to spend 1,200 now, and so I'm wondering if you can get by with 5,000 instead of 5,500.
What I'm wondering is. Three dual monitors at two. Well, how much was your monitor?
Like four.
Are they?
A little bit cheaper than two. I can't remember.
Right, I've got a quote from Joel. He gave me three different options. So.
Yeah.
Is
it
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
We want to make sure.
Yeah.
The original one comes out by three.
So what I'm thinking is.
But that's why you didn't do it.
What do you say? Is there something I know about?
IT pays for the first monitor.
Yeah, there's only one monitor.
But there's one monitor.
Probably just pay for a scanner.
But
I don't think they pay for one monitor.
but I don't know if because they're add-ons. I mean, what she's saying is I'm going to replace those monitors with either dual.
Theirs are smaller. I will tell you that. Theirs are smaller than what Jim and I have.
Oh, they're the square ones.
Two of them.
Oh, you got a picture. He carried around a picture.
Oh,
of
my goodness,
oh,
Wayne.
But if they were budgeted for a replacement anyway.
Wow.
That's
nice.
Well, let's make sure. How many monitors, how many stations do you need to have monitors?
Three.
Let's just make sure there's enough in the budget to do that. You decide whether it's dual monitors or one big one.
So let's just take the office supplies down to 5,000.
Okay.
And then we just decreased
if the maintenance down to 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Communicating services, why are we only running at 35%?
That would be our light edge billing.
Do they bill?
Well, I'm assuming that since they re-looked at a bunch of their long distance and all that other line, what we're running now should be about right.
Are there any bills that were in before that?
So if I'm looking at this, you're running about $440 a month on that line. So you probably are only going to spend about $5,500 this year.
Do we know anything about the next year's contract with Light Edge? Wasn't there a change? Is coming a change coming?
Was there?
Light Edge got taken.
Okay. That's what they said.
Well, if that happens, will the county just look at the whole county?
We're not going to leave you short, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're not going to leave you short, but I'd like to take it for FY17, take the $7,500 down to $6,000, and then re-estimate the $7,500 for 16 down. Did you say $5,500 is where you think it's going to be?
It looks like $5,500. There's been some, I know that she's gotten rid of some long distance. She's gotten rid of some lines that they were, where are these at, what are they for,
right,
which has affected everybody's line items.
And I met with Paula, and we were going, for the first of the year, I was going to try and figure out if we could save more money.
Right.
And also with the fax line, too.
Right.
Well, so I feel like $6,000 gives us just a little bit of wiggle room based on how it's running right now.
Yeah, and that first year, well. I mean,
last, you know,
in 14 or 15, that was our first year of it, and,
right.
and nobody knew for sure what it was going to be.
Right.
And I feel like we're getting a better handle on how much is coming out of it every month now.
Mm-hmm. Education training, you feel like you need $2,500?
Jim and I are both doing some certification program, and we're seeing some major changes with the ICE system, statewide ICE system, so I'd like to send my staff to some training in Des Moines. A lot of that is free, but, I mean, it's lower than how it has been
sure.
in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So.
I completely understand and appreciate that the records management line item is your line item.
Right.
I'm just curious, going from 15 to 75, what's coming in on that one?
A conversion.
Okay.
The conversion to a new real estate system. So basically, we have to pull the records that we have with ACS and then convert them into the new system. I've gotten a quote from one vendor, and I'm getting another quote just to not sell myself short. And it also includes, right now we pay about $50,000 a year for our ACS system. We pay $4 a image, or $4 a document. The quote I've gotten from Tyler Technologies per month is around, what, $1,600 a month? No, $1,400 a month. So currently we pay around $4,500 to $5,000 a month for our ACS system.
Okay.
And the quote from Tyler for our annual maintenance is $14,000 per month. So that's drastically reduced.
$1,400. So
I'm getting all rattled here. I apologize.
Is that our indexing system?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
where that is?
Yeah. Right.
So why is that staying at $58,000 if we're doing the conversion?
We have through March of 17,
so we got three quarters of the year.
Right, right, right. So we
could.
Can
we budget 75% of that?
I haven't got a quote from COT
okay.
as well, so I don't have a good number to decrease it. I mean, we could decrease it some, but I don't want to pull the plug on our current
sure.
real estate system and then be left just to flail. I want to make sure that we're comfortable with our new system before we cut the ties with the current system. So,
okay, all right, super, and I agree with that completely. But we spent $50,000 the last
right.
few years. We think we're going to spend $57,000 this year in 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds to me
we
like
could
we're
probably
going to
divide it by divide it by four and...
And just take a quarter off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We could, yeah, we
so what kind of are you on, Rick?
I'm on...
Indexing system,
which is fifth one up on 144.
Okay.
Kaylee, so what's...
So down to 44,000?
Right down to 44?
Do you have a calculator? You just do that here.
No, okay.
Oh, like...
And you leave the re-estimate, what are you going to do with that?
Leave that.
That's
going to
stay
where
it's at. You've got a full year.
Right. I will say that the past probably 6 months we've been looking at different real estate systems, and Jim and I visited a couple counties. We also took Lucy, when was that, in December? Up to Grundy County to see the Tyler Eagle recorder, and we also were able to see how that works with the auditor's office, which was very, I thought, very advantageous. So yeah.
So we're feeling good about Tyler right now?
I am. But Cott coming back with some systems. Cott services like Polk, Scott County, Dallas County is looking at it. So different system. ECS really has served us very well, but it's expensive, I feel, and it also doesn't talk to the rest of the version 10 users with the real estate group. So.
And so whatever conversion you go through, you think it's going to be a similar amount of money to go through the conversion, and then it's just going to be what we are on the other side.
Right, yeah. And, you know, coming from the auditor's office, I lived through two conversions, so it's something I don't take very lightly. I want to be very meticulous about, you know, the impact of not only our staff but the other customers and how it all relates to within the county and for taxpayers. So.
All right, so I've got what you're going to see different is you're going to see 94% of 109,000 in the bargaining unit staff. You're going to see 5,000 instead of the 5,500 in office supplies, 44,000 in indexing system, 6,000 in communication services, and 4,000 in equipment rent and maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Questions? More questions? Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Doing a great job. You and
Jimbo.
I am. But after you've been here a year, I thought maybe I should hang something on the wall.
You keep walking by and expect to see a stack of files on the floor. There's never a stack of files.